This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Justin from Robert Hood is. Justin, are you there?
I sure am.
Justin, if you beat Steve today, I'm going to send you a super cute festive holiday card of all of us with Santa. How does that sound?
That sounds like just what I've been missing.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew it. I knew you've been missing that.
Nothing says the holidays more than us with Santa Claus.
Right? All right. All right. I really hope you win then. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
A labradoodle is a cross between a Labrador and what other dog breed?
Poodle.
Correct. What is the primary ingredient in sauerkraut?
Cabbage.
Yes. Which vitamin is essential for the absorption of iron?
D?
No.
A?
No.
And C.
Yes. How many U.S. states begin with the letter A?
Three.
No.
Five.
No.
Four.
Yes. Who is the current backup quarterback for the Seahawks?
Drew Locke.
No.
Ooh, pass.
According to Buddy the Elf, the four main food groups are candy, candy canes, candy corn, and what sticky condiment?
Syrup.
Correct. HE is the symbol for what chemical element?
Helium.
Yes. Julie Andrews won an Academy Award for Best Actress in 1964 with what musical?
Mary Poppins.
Correct. What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Yeah. I don't know if that's how you say it, but yes. Justin, you got 8 correct.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, okay, I feel good about this.
Justin, how many times have you played Beat Migs before?
A couple of years ago, I played quite often, but as of recently, getting back into it.
Do you typically win or typically lose?
I've won more than I've lost, we'll put it that way.
That's right, and I feel another win happening.
Uh-oh.
Steve, feel some pressure. Are you ready?
All right.
A labradoodle is a cross between a Labrador and what other dog breed?
A poodle.
Yes. What is the primary ingredient in sauerkraut?
Kraut. What is that? Cabbage.
There we go. Yes. Which vitamin is essential for the absorption of iron?
Vitamin D?
No.
Vitamin C?
Correct. How many U.S. states begin with the letter A?
Three?
No.
Four.
Yes. Who is the current backup quarterback for the Seahawks?
Ooh. Sam Howell.
Yes. According to Buddy the Elf, the four main food groups are candy, candy canes, candy corn, and what sticky condiment?
Oh, we just talked about it with Santa. Syrup.
Yes. HE is the symbol for what chemical element?
Helium.
Correct. Julie Andrews won an Academy Award for Best Actress in 1964 with what musical?
The Sound of Music.
No.
Wizard of Oz.
No.
I can't think of another musical. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No. What is the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Correct. With the number being more than 10, how many U.S. states border Canada?
11.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a tie. Oh. Oh. 8-8.
Well played. Well played.
Good game, my friend.
That was a good game.
It was intense.
It was. He did not know the backup quarterback for the Seahawks.
Okay.
Which I would not have known that if it wasn't for last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice little reminder.
Unforgettable performance.
It was fantastic. What are you talking about?
It was something.
And if you're a Packers fan, it was a great performance. Yeah.
He did know that Julie Andrews won Academy Award in 1964 for Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
And with the number being more than 10, how many U.S. states border Canada? Lucky number 13.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Good one.
Congratulations on tying.
Well, thank you.
Rockaholics, we would love your help to raise money on coats for kids. And we are, what do we have, 45,000, Steve?
We are almost at 45,000, thanks to an anonymous donation of $40. And then also Rod Money donated $50. Carrie Kolinsky. Kolowinski, and I know her too. So Carrie,
you're doing great.
Shout out to Carrie. She donated $100 as well. We are currently at $44,912. And yes, if you donate $100, it seems like I will butcher your last name every single time.
You do a great job, Steve.
Thank you.
You can make a donation to support Coats for Kids at KISW.com, or you can text KISW Give to 44321 to make a donation that way. Oscar Mayer has opened up applications for the annual Hot Dogger program. You know about this?
I'd imagine this is the person that drives the Wienermobile.
Yes, they've been doing this since 1988, Steve. And they're looking for people to drive that 27-foot-long Wienermobile all across the United States for 1 year. So what is it like to drive the Wienermobile? We're going to chat with a guy by the name of Grill Master Matthew, who drives the Wienermobile after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, you may have seen that Oscar Mayer has opened up applications for its annual Hot Dogger program. They're looking for 12 people that could drive the 27-foot-long Wienermobile all across the United States for 1 year. And we have someone on the phone right now who is doing this job currently, and that would be Grill Master Matthew of the Wienermobile. And you are currently in L.A., is that right?
Yes, ma'am, indeed.
Dude, we have been loving, so people need to go find your Instagram page, which is OM_GrillMasterMatthew. It is so much fun, and I just love like the energy that you guys are having while driving around this, and the fact that you all have like these random hot dog inspired names. My favorite, I think, might be Sauerkraut, outside of Grillmaster Matthew, of course. But man, it looks like you guys are having the best time.
I mean, it's incredible. You get to tour across the country in a giant hot dog. You know, you get to see so many incredible places, and your job description is literally spark smiles and spread joy. I mean, how could you ask for a better job than that?
What was the interview process like after you applied to be a Wienermobile hot dogger?
Pretty simple, actually. So they start you off, if they like your application, they invite you to an info session. You'll go through a round of interviews online, and then they vet that process really, really bad. We get about 7,500 applicants for the job every single year, and they only hire 12.
Wow.
So if you're one of the top dogs, as we like to say, if you cut the mustard, if you will, you'll be one of the last 24 that gets flown out to Wisconsin for in-person interviews, and then at that point, it's 50-50 shot.
All right, I need you to toot your own horn or hot dog right now. So what was it about you that you feel like got you to stand out amongst the thousands of other people? I mean, to be one of 12, that's quite the accomplishment.
I know, it's a great question. Again, it's you really want that personal skills. It's a lot of personality stuff.
Yeah.
You can tell if you look at all the hot doggers' Instagrams. It's a lot of high-energy people. It's a lot of people that have customer service kind of facing jobs. But it's just people that are passionate about it. It's people that love to do what they do.
And so
if we're out there every day loving what we do, then everybody else is going to love it too.
So when did your year of driving the Wienermobile start, and when does it end?
So we start in June. Right on the 1st of June is when we came into Hot Dog High, our two-week training course up at our headquarters.
I love this. I love everything about this.
Oh, yes. And then our final day is going to be the first day of the next group's Hot Dog High. We call that Transition Sunday, where the previous class of hot doggers hands off the baton to the next group, who then takes the keys and hits the hot dog highways.
Is there a hazing involved?
Oh, gosh.
We have our own special tradition. Nothing scary or whatnot, but we make sure that they understand what it takes to be able to cut the mustard.
So over the past year, what would you say has been some of your favorite memories of doing this? I mean, you've been traveling the entire country in a giant hot dog. I got to imagine you get some interesting people that you meet, but like, what's been some of the favorite moments for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, me and my co-pilot, we've been over on the West Coast primarily, and both of us are from the East Coast as well. I'm from Georgia. She's from New York. So, you know, everywhere that we go has been such an experience. I got to touch the glacier water in Colorado in the middle of the summer. You know, I got to see the beautiful Pacific coastline. We visited Seattle, which was one of our favorite places that we've ever been.
You know, how did we miss this? Well,
the thing was, we didn't bring the Wienermobile. They never sent us out there.
Oh, no!
How do we keep
it? I know. But trust me when I tell you that after we went through, we probably spent 5 hours in Pike Place,
nice.
Went and saw the needle, went down to the piers, you know, did all that wonderful stuff. And the first thing we said to our bosses was, we need to come back to Seattle at some point. So the message has been delivered. Fingers crossed that it hits the right ears. But
well, how do we make this happen? Because then I don't know if we could broadcast inside your Wienermobile, but we would love to like come hang out with you guys in the Wienermobile.
Oh, heck yeah, you'd be able to broadcast inside the Wienermobile. We've got to give you a tour. I mean, if you're going to have the Wienermobile, you got to see the Wienermobile.
Tell us what the Wienermobile is like on the inside then.
Well, it's like the inside of every hot dog you've ever eaten. So I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine here with me.
Eyes are closed.
We lift up a giant door like you're stepping up into an airplane, big old winged door. You take a couple steps up right onto our mustard runway that leads up to the captain's chair and the shot bun seat. You see the bright, blue, beautiful skies up above your head because it's never a rainy day in the Wienermobile. It's always got to be bright skies. We've got ketchup and mustard colored seats with custom Wienermobile embroidery with the classic Wienermobile logo. Everything is stylized to be retro and classic with all the hot dog flair you could ever imagine. It is truly a one of one, despite being a one of six.
Why do I feel like we're talking to one of Santa's elves right now and he just explained Santa's sleigh to us?
It's even better than Santa's sleigh, Danny. I'd much rather ride in the Wienermobile than Santa's sleigh any day of the week.
This is amazing.
Someone just texted in. We need to ask you, Grillmaster Matt, does ketchup belong on a hot dog?
Well, we don't discriminate against toppings. If you ask me what we're putting on a hot dog, it's mustard, onion, and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
That's how I top a hot dog. Unless it's chili and cheese, I want mustard, onion, and sauerkraut. I want nothing else. I don't want ketchup anywhere near. But I can't complain against people that do like ketchup because it's just been a classic for so long. You know, am I supposed to say?
I mean, if you come to Seattle and spend some time in Seattle, you know that we have the Seattle dog, which also includes cream cheese.
Ooh, okay now.
It's weird.
You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Y'all, come on now.
Grillmaster Matthew, I have a question for you. Would you agree that the greatest Limp Bizkit album is Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water?
You know, I have to go with that, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Danny.
Okay.
Rockaholics, you can follow Grillmaster Matthew, one of the hot doggers that drives around the Wienermobile coast to coast. His handle is @OM_GrillmasterMatthew on Instagram. Thank you so much for telling us about what you do, and we look forward to your next visit to Seattle.
Absolutely. Thank y'all indeed for having me on. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hope that all of Seattle is doing great this morning, and can't wait to visit you guys in the future. Fingers crossed.
And Matthew, in the 5 or so minutes that we've talked to you, I can understand real quick why Oscar Mayer wanted you to be one of the people driving the Wienermobile, man. You are awesome. Thanks so much for taking some time out with us.
Absolutely, my friend. Happy to be so.
Rock on. Now, we know that you are a massive fan of hot dogs and also a massive music fan, Rockaholics. So do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? Prove that to us. And if you do, we'll hook you up with tickets to see Disturbed. They are bringing the 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour to Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, and we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that absolutely should be discussed. 206-803-ROCK.
I am just dying at the text lines right now because of our last segment with Hooker Shook, and the guy wasn't able to figure out, Brad wasn't able to figure out Dominic the Donkey, and there are some people that are very mad at him.
Passionate.
I've never seen a number of texts. This guy not even listened to the show. Another person's like, you've been talking about Dominic the Donkey for about a decade. What the hell? I just think it's so funny, the amount of texts from people. And one person says, I now am a big fan of Dominic the Donkey thanks to your show.
Aw, Steve, you're just turning all the people on to Dominic the Donkey.
So he said, besides Dominic the Donkey, what would you say is the best Christmas song?
My personal favorite.
Yes. What's your personal favorite?
By the Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping.
Yes.
Oh, I've probably already listened to it 40 times this year. I love that song so much.
I think Feliz Navidad is definitely out there for me.
What was your name in Spanish class when you were in high school?
Esteban.
Esteban.
Esteban. Esteban.
Feliz Navidad, Navidad. Esteban.
Yes. What about you, Danny? Is it Blink-182's I Won't Be Home for Christmas?
I mean, if we're going, yeah, honestly, probably.
It's a great Christmas cover. Or not cover, song.
Yeah, just a song in general. You know what's funny? Because I was just thinking traditional, so I wasn't even thinking that. And if I had to pick one, I'd probably just have to go with, like, Jingle Bells.
Yeah!
Jingle Bells?
Yeah, it was, like, the easiest one to learn on guitar back in the day. And it was like,
Tatum knows all the lyrics. You guys could start a band together.
We really should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Jingle Bells. I also did like the 12 Days of Christmas back when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
I know. It just drags on.
It doesn't ever stop.
Also, who is still hanging out with this person after they got 4 days of birds in a row?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, let's not.
And there's even more birds throughout the whole song,
that's
too.
So many
like,
birds.
That
so
song
fake.
Never ends.
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather listen to 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall.
Wow. Sarah, do you have a favorite Christmas jam?
If I was going traditional, I would say Jingle Bells as well.
Yeah.
And as much as I love Christmas, I don't really listen to Christmas music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is like on all the time in our house. Sounds of the Season on Xfinity, baby.
No. And like, if I'll listen to like maybe one song and then I'm over and then I put whatever else back on.
Steve, I know you're very big on the CeeLo Christmas album. Is your wife also into that?
Like, she tolerates it. Yeah. You know what's also one I like, and I know it's always like it's the running joke of like trying to avoid it because that people hate it. I do like Last Christmas.
By Wham?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I even like the Taylor Swift version a little bit better.
Oh, I didn't know there was a Taylor Swift version.
Wait, is that the Last Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. Called Last that Christmas. One? Yeah. You like that one?
You don't like it?
Not really. Yeah. I'm surprised you like it.
Why? I'm a man in touch with my feelings.
Sorry, I didn't really know that.
Typecast me as a certain thing.
So
very
I apologize.
Disrespectful and judgmental, if you ask me.
I forgot about the CeeLo Green one, though, that you are obsessed with. So
it's great. It's
I'm going to have to give that a listen.
Truth be told, I'd rather not listen to Christmas music. I'm okay with not listening to Christmas music.
I think
did I just strike a nerve with you there, Taryn?
I pretend, like, because it's, like, cool to be like, oh, I'm so sick of Christmas music, but I love it.
Really?
I do. I love it. I can't tell
My
you
My wife is obsessed with Christmas music, so I just tolerate it. So then when CeeLo put out that record, I was like, it's a little more tolerable to me than like typical Christmas music.
Mm. I feel like you get enough when you go like to the grocery store or like to the mall. Like they're playing it everywhere. Yeah. That like, okay, I've had my fill.
Sarah, are you familiar with a song called Backdoor Santa?
Excuse me?
What?
Like, yeah, by Clarence Carter.
No, but
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Is it dirty?
No.
Are you sure?
Steve, get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, I thought, is it about Santa back in...
He's making the rounds.
With the ladies?
Yes.
Oh, then I'm not...
It's a little dirty then.
Oh, I think I know this one.
It sounds like Christmas in Hollis.
Yes. I think it might be what they sampled. No Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. I like this.
You both would like this.
What does that mean? Are you judging us again?
Yes, now I am, and I'll fully admit it. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. What?
I didn't know that Santa was doing that.
Backdoor Santa. Fake Nick.
He don't come but once a year. Sarah, what's happening?
I don't know, but like, I would never be like, oh, I'm really in the mood to listen to Backdoor Santa. Let's put it on.
It's such a jam.
So let me get this straight. He's going to find all the girls while their guys are out.
Yep.
And he's going to give it to them?
The presents.
The presents.
He's giving them the presents.
Is the present below the waist?
That's all up to interpretation, Steve.
I mean, it seems pretty obvious. It's called Backdoor Santa.
Well, he comes in the back door.
What does that mean? I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's the funny part that he went into a studio and recorded this.
Yes.
And he convinced a bunch of people who are musicians to record it with him.
And it's a classic.
This is the first time I think I've heard it.
Oh. Well, you enjoy this for the rest of the season.
I was like, oh, it sounds familiar, but you're right, Danny. I think the beginning sounds like it was a sample from,
Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah.
Whichever one came out first.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Backdoor Santa.
Put it on your playlist, Steve.
No, we're good.
Nah.
Do you guys remember the last time you ate somewhere and had one of the best meals you've ever experienced?
Burger King. That Whopper.
Is that just because you're like a plant-based person now and you miss the Whopper?
Oh, they've got the Impossible
Whopper. You like the Impossible Whopper.
I'm trying to think though, like there's been some sushi places. There was a sushi place that when we were in Hawaii that was just like, this is on another level. And then recently we went to that Plum Bistro place, which is a plant-based place, but I was blown away by how good it was. And I've been there before and I don't remember it being that good.
Well, one member of this show just had one of the best meals they've ever eaten, and it happened in Tacoma. So what was that food?
Frisco Freeze.
We will tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Danny, as I understand it, you were fortunate enough to have one of the best meals of your entire life this week.
Guys, I don't think you understand. I had a religious experience yesterday.
It was that good.
In Tacoma, Washington. And I never thought that I would say those words, but I sure did.
All right. There's some good restaurants in Tacoma.
Dude, I love Tacoma.
Yeah.
Every time I go down there, but I had a friend and we had a business meeting. So we went to lunch and she was like, She was like,
dear Penthouse.
Danny's a businessman.
I never knew this would happen to me.
I would have got hot chicken all over the place because it was a hot chicken place, like Nashville hot chicken. It's called Bee's Hot Chicken in Tacoma. And I swear to God, it was probably the best hot chicken I've ever had.
Like B-E-E?
No, just or? B. B apostrophe S. They have loaded cheese fries.
Oh,
they have hot chicken sandwiches. You could choose your spice level. They have ranch that was probably like close to God. It was amazing, guys.
What are the different spice levels?
I think it was like mild, medium, hot, Nashville hot, and extremely like...
So how hot did you get?
I got medium. I never go past medium.
Yeah, I remember in college, like, we would always be like, let's get the hottest chicken wings. And, like, none of us enjoyed eating it. Like, you would struggle the whole time, but you were just like this machismo thing. Like, look at us. We're eating these really hot wings.
Doing man stuff.
The ladies are going to want us. They didn't.
No, because you're going to be in the bathroom regretting life choices.
Medium is perfect.
Medium was perfect, and I swear, it's such an unassuming place, too. It looks like it was built into, like, an old, like, abandoned Burger King. And
well, now you're speaking my language.
You go in there.
Honestly, I'm looking at the place, and it does look like an old Burger King.
Yeah, it looks like an old Burger King. You go in there, and I swear to God, they're making the best chicken, Nashville hot chicken, I've ever had.
Huh.
Like, I want to go back there today.
Can I admit something?
You've never had it?
I don't think I've ever had Nashville hot chicken.
I didn't eat it. I've only heard of it recently, and I'm not eating chicken, so it's like...
Is it all the rage lately?
I mean, it's not lately. It's been for a while. I feel like they've been doing it. But like outside of Nashville, because they have a place in Nashville called Hattie B's Nashville Hot Chicken. And that's kind of like
the same people.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think that they're just kind of like maybe playing off of that. But that's kind of like the place to go when you're in Nashville. Well, this one was just like, I was like, wow, Tacoma, Washington has a really good hot chicken place.
Did you get the loaded fries?
I sure did.
So what is it loaded with?
Cheese. And I just got cheese. I don't know if
It comes with coleslaw, pickles, sauce on top of the fries, and two chicken tenders.
Yeah, homemade pickles, delicious. They give you a piece of bread, so that way you could like either choose to eat your chicken tender by itself or with the bread. Oh. And it's just like one of those, of course, like the white, you know, like Wonder Bread almost. But it's like that's the kind of bread you're
keep
supposed to eat it on.
Keep it simple.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And then the sandwich that they make is like on a like almost like a nice Hawaiian thing. Oh, it's guys, you need to go and check it out.
Do you remember the last meal where you're this excited?
No. Probably because I cook at home a lot and it's not very exciting. I guess probably a sushi.
Yeah.
There's a couple sushi places that I love. We don't go out to sushi that often anymore because we have to bring our child who doesn't eat anything. So it's why would I even bother? But there's a couple sushi experiences that have been pretty life-changing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like the last meal I had that and I had that kind of enthusiasm that Danny has right now. I can't think of something.
Oh. I know a place for me, and it's weird because it's a Korean barbecue place, and I'm a vegetarian. It's called Seoul Bowl, and they have the best tofu sandwich ever. The only one that'll appreciate it is you, Steve.
look at Darren's face.
Darren right looks now. Disgusted.
I was so excited. Like, tell me about this place, Sarah.
I'm sure they have stuff that you would actually like.
They do. Yeah. George gets all the meat things, but their tofu sandwich is divine.
Dude, there's a Thai food place in Puyallup, though. Like, I get really fired up whenever Tatum says that she wants it because I'm like, yeah, we should totally get it. It's called Appetizing, which I think is the funniest thing. It is on another level good. Like, and it's like totally like one of those unassuming type of a place. They don't even have dine-in.
Huh.
Like, they're just a place that you go, you make your order, and take it out.
It's a secret knock.
It's a takeout, and it's a small little unassuming little spot, kind of down, kind of by River Road. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime for us. We've been up since 3.
Also, shall we go?
Someone said that Beads was once a Wendy's.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those you can't really tell. I mean, you could tell it was like a former fast food place. You just can't tell. My favorite thing about them, too, is they're like, this is not fast food. Like, don't go there because they cook it all fresh. So it's not like you're going there to a Wendy's and getting it immediately.
Sir, this is not a Wendy's.
Right.
Legitimately this time. It is not a Wendy's.
It is not a Wendy's. Yeah. It is a Bee's Hot Chicken.
This morning we talked about backdoor Santa. But what about crime-fighting Santa, Steve?
Oh, let's go.
We're going to tell you what happened with crime-fighting Santa during the Daily Migs download after Linkin Park.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is with us, and I understand big plans on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go to see A'Ron Jones play Coats for Kids Benefit.
It's happening at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard.
Or were you talking about the Seahawks-Vikings game, which I'm also going to, I look forward to seeing you through one bloodshot eye at the Tractor Tavern.
That's a big weekend.
It's a long day. It's a big day. Big day.
Well, we are at $44,912 raised for our
Might as well call it done at this point. Let's keep on donating. It'd be awesome if we could leave the show today at $45,000.
Yes.
And hopefully at the A'Ron Jones show, the donations continue, and we can put on a bunch of new coats on kids in need.
Yep. Grab your tickets. We'll see you there.
That's awesome. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Exciting news for us Kraken fans that they made a trade. I was very surprised by this. They got Capo Caco, which is his name.
Oh, boy. You can really mess that one
Capo
up.
Capo Caco. Or Ka. Anyways, he was from the Rangers. Really good player. Hasn't had a great season. Wasn't happy there. I think they benched him. But, I mean, he's a young dude. He was the second overall pick back in 2019. And the one nice thing about him, even though he hasn't been scoring a bunch this year, when he's on the ice, the team does score. He was like a plus 10 or a plus 11. So they didn't give up like a lot of goals while he's on the ice. So I'm excited to see what he does with the Seattle Kraken. A fresh change for him. And also to no longer be in like the insanity that is New York sports.
I mean,
I think he's going to be in a lot better spot here in Seattle.
He and I have something in common, too. I have not been scoring a lot this year either.
Oh, my gosh. Capo Caco.
An 18-year-old in Alabama stole a car on Sunday, and when the cops caught up with him, he tried to run. But he was caught and detained by a man in a Santa suit. And this man happened to be a retired deputy, of all things. So here is retired deputy Larry Williams talking about stopping the suspect.
Yeah, it was kind of hard. I mean, the guy, he was young. I'm old. I'm 61. But the instinct kicked in. I just did what I did, you know. I chased him. I grabbed him. We took him to the ground. And thankfully, my cousin was right there to help. And we put his hands behind his back and also got on top of him and handcuffed him.
I don't know. I'm a little disappointed he doesn't talk like Santa Claus when he did the interview.
Where's the ho-ho-hoax? Yeah,
I thought Santa was from the north. Definitely sounded from the south.
Did not sound jolly at all.
I'm starting to get the feeling that guy actually isn't Santa Claus. Although it does sound like the premise to like a bad Lifetime or a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Former Southern cop Santa.
Yes. Comes back to the small town and reconnects with an old love lost.
Finds love, exactly.
It's always that. Totally, they always reconnect with somebody. Totally. Hey, Renton police, they just arrested a woman because she was found with 46 stolen pieces of mail from 17 different addresses. Obviously, the porch pirates, all that kind of stuff is going on. I feel like, though, if you stole the mail, if there's bills in there, she should have to pay it.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility now.
Punish that woman.
Yeah.
Is your mailbox a lock box? Yeah. Same. We have to do that now, too. Like
every one of my block has, over the course of the last couple of years, replaced their mailbox with a locking mailbox.
Well, you see, now you have, like, the house. Certain houses are made. Like, they have, like, the little slot that, like, Amazon and all delivery drivers can slide it into like a, it goes right into the house.
Yeah, and then there's like an electric fence.
And you got Thursday Night Football tonight. The Chargers taking on the Broncos. As far as weather, 51 degrees and rain, that is the DMV, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix.